Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Podcast Health. That's where you should get all your podcasts, or Radio MD, or iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. We're sponsored by, as usual, Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, and 4Youngevity. Go to their website, 4Youngevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. None of those have conflicts with our great guest today, Chrissy Lawler. She's a licensed therapist and the founder of The Peaceful Sleeper, author of the book that's coming out called The Peaceful Sleeper. You can pre-order it if it's not out yet on Amazon. And because it has to do with sleep for babies and their future, it has nothing that I know anything about, since my wife, who's a pediatrician, handled that for our kids and our grandkids. And since one of them was a peaceful sleeper and the other wasn't, and I'm going to tell Chrissy a tale out of school. So when our son was late in high school, in his junior year in high school, he would shimmy down outside of his second floor window. We had an alarm on, and we were living at the University of Chicago on 56th and Woodlawn, and he would go to Harper's Court, and between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. play chess with the old guys in the Harper Court. And his grandmother, my mother-in-law, caught him one day sneaking back in. So it was because he couldn't obviously shimmy up the two floors to get back to his bedroom. So he was an imperfect sleeper, whereas our daughter was a relatively, and continues to be a relatively, perfect sleeper. So tell us, how did you get the idea for the perfect sleeper, since you've already helped over 400,000 families and been featured on Good Morning America, Better Homes and Garden, and Newsweek? And I should tell you, when I had a number one New York Times, my mother-in-law didn't believe it was worth anything till we were featured in Better Home and Gardens.
Oh my gosh.
So tell us about how you got the idea of doing this thing with children.
Yes. Well, that's amazing. I love your story about your son sneaking out to play chess. I'm so curious if he had consequences, or if you were like, you know what? Good job.
We just forbade him from doing it again. He didn't have consequences.
That's amazing.
But what do you do with someone who's sneaking out to do something that's worthwhile?
Yeah, exactly. How do you parent that? My kids aren't yet at that age, so I'll be calling you in a couple of years.
Well, the good news is we didn't have cell phones yet in that era, so we didn't have to battle that. And we should say, before you go on, the website is thepeacefulsleeper.com.
Yes, exactly. Thepeacefulsleeper.com. Thank you for having me on. So as you said, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been practicing for 15 years. And really, I got my start in this world in a clinical setting, realizing that my therapy clients that were the most stuck, that weren't making the breakthroughs that we would want to see in therapy, the common denominator across all of these clients was that they weren't sleeping well. So then I got trained in advanced behavioral sleep medicine, started incorporating sleep into my therapy practice as a way to boost mental health. And then I had babies and realized that the number one determinant of postpartum mental health difficulty is poor sleep, because sleep is absolutely imperative for our optimal physical and mental functioning. And so realizing if I can help babies sleep, then moms will sleep. And if babies and moms are sleeping, then the family system can thrive.
I always used to say the University of Chicago has a bus service that continues all night long, goes around the campus literally 24/7. And I always used to think, if the kids can't sleep, I'm going to put a car seat in the bus, because whatever gives them motion and in a car seat seems to get them to sleep.
Yes.
Tell me, what's the secret for perfect sleep for the child? How do you start with that?
Yeah. So in the newborn stage, their sleep architecture is not yet fully developed. Their brain is brand new. So in those first 4 months, we are doing everything that we can to support their optimal sleep. And then after 4 months, we are looking at teaching some independent sleep skills. So the secret, I would say, of newborn sleep is our four pillars of a solid newborn sleep foundation. So that's number one, optimizing their feeding. We want babies to take in as much as they can at each meal so that they can go longer in between meals, get as many calories during the day so that they can have longer stretches at night. That's your number one, first, easiest thing. The second thing that we want to do is optimize timing. The biggest mistake that new parents make is keeping their babies awake too long before naps, which actually makes them be harder to get to sleep for nap time and increases middle of the night awakenings.
So one is optimizing feeding.
Yep.
Two is
optimizing timing.
Optimizing timing. So tell me a little more about optimizing timing before we go on to number three.
Optimizing timing for a newborn, we're looking at about 60 to 90 minutes of awake time. And then we want naps to be lasting at least an hour. So your baby might need some help getting those good long naps. And if you can recognize their sleepy cues and help them fall asleep before they get overtired, it's going to be way easier to keep them calm, get them to sleep, and take a good restorative nap. Number three is calming strategies. So again, our baby's neurology is brand new. So during the day, we want to do everything that we can to keep our babies calm, happy, and content. And when they're ready to go to sleep, be able to calm them efficiently. One of my claims to fame, one of my favorite professional moments. I was on Good Morning America. We were live and I rocked a baby to sleep in 34 seconds. And it was so amazing. But that also goes to show that it was mastering the timing, mastering the soothing strategies. When they come together, we can get babies to sleep remarkably efficiently.
So the rocking is key. And that's what the bus would do.
Yep. Exactly. So calming strategies, Dr. Harvey Karp has his five S's for soothing. That's swinging, swaddle, shushing. Now, of course, now I'm on the spot. I'm going to forget all of them. Sucking, the pacifier, and side position. And then I've added on two more, an eyebrow stroke. So you gently kind of move your finger across their eyebrows, down their nose, get their eyes to close, and then they lull to sleep. And then pat on their bum. When babies are in the womb, their bum is right up next to your heart. So they get that rhythmic thumping all day, every day. So it feels so incredibly calming to them. So if you stack on those seven calming strategies, you'll get babies to sleep really quickly.
And number four, so optimizing feeding, optimizing timing, optimizing, if you will, soothing.
Yep.
And what's the fourth?
Treating sources of discomfort. Lots of babies also have, you know, a brand new digestive system. So figuring out if baby is uncomfortable, if they've got gas, reflux, lip tie, tongue tie, something physiologically that's getting in the way of them being comfortable. We want to make sure that we treat and rule that out so that we have a comfortable baby that we're getting to sleep instead of going uphill trying to overcome their discomfort, not knowing that that's what's at play.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the perfect sleeper. You should get the book. It's a great gift for pregnant moms and expectant moms, maybe grandmas who are taking care of babies.
Yes.
The Peaceful Sleeper is the name of the book. And of course, our expert is Chrissy, and I'm going to spell her name, L-A-W-L-E-R. ThePeacefulSleeper.com. ThePeacefulSleeper.com. Remember the four strategies? I don't think I'm ever going to forget them. Thank you very much, Chrissy. And again, we're brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. and forlongevity.com. I have no conflicts with Chrissy since I know nothing about baby sleep, and I am really delighted that we could bring you the Peaceful Sleeper. Since we have another grandchild on the way, maybe I can help with sleep. I doubt it.
I'm sure you can.
But in any case, thank you for helping all of us. And I will pass the book on to my daughter, who is taking care of a 1.5-year-old, and I'm not allowed to tell you another one on the way. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be back next week. This has been 1266B. Tune in for the A segments, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. And starting at 1268A, we have a special 5-part series on the supplements and small molecules to keep you younger. What's the data? Thanks again, Chrissy, and especially thank you, our listeners. You're the reason we do this.